Blog Talk Radio.
Check, check. Good afternoon, race fans. We are live here at Jennerstown Speedway Complex up in the Laurel Highlands area of Pennsylvania. Beautiful mountain area up here. Love coming to Jennerstown. And we are back live from the Speedway. As you can hear behind me, the PA announcer is making announcements for the fans. And practice has just finished. Drivers are making final preparations on their cars. And got a chance to walk around pits and talk to a few drivers. And it sounds like the word of the night tonight is tight, tight, tight. Cars and the track both. So it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on the drivers tonight and see who can make the right adjustments between the heat races and the features tonight. I'm excited. It's going to be a good night. I love coming up to Jennerstown Speedway. It's always a good time here. Very good to see people. Awesome racetrack. Great group of people that own and run the place. Love coming up here. They always treat us right. And of course, the drivers. The drivers are great. They always make time to talk to us and do interviews. So I appreciate that as well. A couple things real quick. Of course, I know some sponsors of the show, as you heard earlier, was Hammer DFS. And in case you missed it this morning, Chris Racick joined us this morning, and we had our first edition of Saturday Morning Fantasy Live with Chris. That was presented by Hammer DFS. Loved having Chris come on. We had even had somebody call in and ask some fantasy questions to him. So that was pretty cool. Liked hearing that. Liked get when the fans get involved. Of course, Hammer DFS came on board in 2019. They are a new sponsor of the show, and I'll give you a quick rundown a little bit about Hammer DFS. If you don't know, you can go to hammerdfs.com. You can sign up, become a member, and join Hammer DFS. And when you do, be sure to use code FASTLANE. You'll get $10 off your first month subscription at Hammer DFS. That's code FASTLANE. That's all one word, FASTLANE. You'll get $10 off your first month's subscription. Be sure to check them out. Follow them on Twitter at HammerDFS. Make sure you let them know that you heard about them on the FASTLANE Sports Show. Shout out. Tell them you love them, that they are one of your favorite sponsors of the show. I would love to hear that. We have follow us on social media. You've seen my post that I put up here. NBC Pot Pick and nothing on us. We are set up here at Jennerstown in the pits, and it's fun time. So let's go ahead and get the intro music going. We'll go live.
Give me,
from the 357 Woodwork Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network. All right, that's right. You heard it right there. We are live. I am your host, Pete Tottich, and we are live from Jennerstown Speedway. It's great to be back here. We are sitting high atop the 357 Woodworks Studios pit box here on the pit road here at Jennerstown. The drivers are having their meeting to my left. They are over there right now. Truck crews are going over the rules and everything for the night, getting the drivers all set up. PA guy behind me is making announcements for the stand for the fans in the stands. So there's a lot going on right now here at the racetrack. We'll go ahead and break down some of the points standings as they run going into tonight. Of course, the late models series, late models division. Of course, Teddy Gabala sits atop the late model points. He is first right now with 7 wins. He's got a 39-point gap to Barry Auti in second. Gary Wiltrout sitting in third. He's 59 points back. He's the reigning 2018 late model champ. And Zane Farrell sits fourth. He's got a win this year as well. He's 79 points back. And rounding out the top five in the late models is Brian Shipp. No wins yet this year, but he is 119 points back in fifth place. Tight points battle there. We've got 3 races to go here at Jennerstown. So Teddy Gabala has not quite wrapped up the late model division championship quite yet. Barry Auti with 3 wins is right on his heels, so I'm sure he's got that in the back of his mind. I talked to Teddy a little bit ago after first practice, and he was fastest in the first session for the late models, so he's pretty excited about that. He's looking forward to tonight. Said that the track is a little tight, but he's looking forward to it. He thinks the car is good for the night. So we'll see where he runs in the heat races and then where he lines up for the feature tonight. Moving on to the modifieds, Anthony Aiello sits first in the modifieds. He's got 3 wins on the year. He's got a 22-point gap back to RJ Dalp. He's got 4 wins on the year so far. Second place, number 75 car there. He's 22 points behind. Jason Bush, I talked to him a little bit ago. He's a past guest of this show. He's here tonight as well. He hasn't broken through and parked it in victory lane just quite yet this year. He's 49 points back, but he's sitting third in points. I talked to him a little bit ago. He said the car is a little tight. He's going to make an adjustment. He only ran one practice session tonight, trying to save them tires for the race. But he's going to try and make an adjustment for the heat races, see where he lines up for that feature tonight. In fourth place, number 98, Tom Golic. He hasn't broken through yet in that victory circle yet either. He's 136 points back. And then Adam Kostelnik rounds out the top five. He's got two wins on the year. He's only ran 11 features, though, so he's trying to make up some points for the last three races of the year, see if he can catch up to Anthony. He's 171 points back. Street Stocks, another tight race, another tight battle. Aaron Van Fleet sits atop the Street Stock points in that number 95 car. He's got three wins on the year, 12 top fives, though. He's got a 34-point gap back to Casey Flegel. Casey in second place has six wins on the year, but he is chasing down Aaron. Three races to go in the year, so we'll see what kind of damage he can make up on Aaron. Jeremy Schaefer is in third place in that 16 car. He's got one win on the year. He is only 5 points back at Casey, 39 points back of Aaron. Zach Dodaro, two wins on the year. He sits fourth in that number four street stock. He's 52 points back. Angie Kimberly is in fifth, rounding out the top five, 154 points back. No victories yet for that car either. The Fast Fours, to my left here in the pits, is the number 53 car of Brent Bickerstaff. He's got two wins on the year. He's 20 points ahead of Andrew Pluta, number 88 car. Andrew has seven wins on the year. So he's got the wins, but he's looking to make up some gap there in the points, sitting 20 points back. Michael Saller sits in third in that number 38 Fast Four car. He's 73 points back. Michael Strauss in the number 66. No wins yet on the year, 152 points back in fourth. And rounding out the top five in the Fast Fours, Evan Nybert. He's got three wins on the year, 270 points back. He's only ran nine features, though, this year, so he's got some ground to make up. In the Chargers division, sitting atop the points in the Chargers, that number 22 car, Dale Kimberly, he's got seven wins on the year. He's got a 57-point gap back to second place, Chase Payton, in that number 48 car. Number 35 car, Stephen Brown. He's got a 99-point gap back to first. In fourth, you got Kelly Chalice. Two wins on the year, 156 back. And in fifth, rounding out the top five, number 66 car, Justin Frampton. He is 257 points back, and that is the Chargers division. All five divisions are running tonight, so we got some great racing action coming up. We've got opening ceremonies coming up. The drivers' meeting has just let out, so the drivers are up to date and informed on what's going on for the night. They've got their heat lineups already. So it's going to be a good night. The clouds are rolling back in. So I know some of these drivers, I was talking to some of the drivers, they like the cooler air. It's good for cars, makes them fast. And, hey, we got Brent Bickerstaff with us now up here in the 357 Woodwork Studio pit box down here on Pit Road in Jennerstown. Brent, the drivers meeting just let out. You had some practice session now for the car. How's the car feeling?
Feels good tonight. Feels good every night. We try and keep it consistent. That's why we're leading the points. So.
Yeah, you are leading the points. Your point gap back to Andrew is, I got it right here, 20 points. He's got seven wins on the year. You've got two. He's got a little bit of ground to make up. He's right there on your heels. This is kind of a close-knit racing around here. A lot of almost like a family. You got different personalities. You got this guy likes this guy don't like this guy. Guys changing pit box spots to get away from other guys. You and Andrew, you guys have been racing here for a while now. You've been racing each other. He's 20 points behind you. You got 2 wins. He's got 7. What's that rivalry like between you two?
We're good buddies, but when it comes to the time to start that race, man, it's all out the window. It's hard racing. You know, we don't give an inch, that's for sure. You know, I got my 2 wins. He's got 7. He's the guy to beat right now. He's just, he had a couple of runs of bad luck beginning of the year, and we just stayed consistent. So that's how we're ahead of him right now. Other than that, that guy is hard to beat.
Yeah, it sounds like, especially at Jennerstown, but in any racing, consistency can win championships, all right? And it sounds like you have been that consistent all year. You said Andrew had some issues the beginning of the year. Sounds like he's rebounded. He's come, you know, within 20 points. But a little bit about the car, and Brent, the clouds are starting to roll back in. We got heat races coming up. You practiced in the sunshine. How does the track change from the sun on the track to now you got clouds coming in?
It's going to change quicker tonight now that the sun went in. These clouds are looking a little scary. I hope there's no rain coming in with this hurricane down there. They're calling for it, but I thought this clouds are going to change it quick. It's going to cool off. It's going to tighten things up. So make a few more adjustments and hope for the best in the heat race.
Now, how do these cars handle in the cooler air? Do they like the cooler air? I know the drivers do because you don't get as hot in that fire suit. But how do the cars react to this colder air?
They run a lot better. That car loves the cool air. It's always tight. That front-wheel drive car seems to always be tight. And then when the track cools down, it makes it worse. You got to kind of change your driving style. You kind of throw it in the turn a little harder and kind of force it to get loose on you so it'll help turn. You just try and stay normal, it's just going to plow through the turn and you're going to lose ground quick.
Now, when you come here and unload and practice, how much do you change setups week to week? You run the same track. You know, a lot of people know NASCAR, you different tracks, different setups every week. You guys come to the same track every week. It's asphalt. It's not dirt. So it doesn't really change, but it does change. So how much does it change? How many adjustments do you have to make week to week when you unload?
It's surprising how much it'll change from week to week. I mean, you can come up here and have a bad fast car, and then the next week just totally out to lunch. I mean, there's not a ton you can change with them. Air pressures, some spring rubbers, you know, camber makes a lot of difference, it seems like. Other than that, I mean, you know, air pressure is huge in these cars. We put that a bunch, always changes. You know, air pressure, it's crazy, a couple pounds of air.
Well, Brent, thank you for stopping by the pit here and talking to us and giving us and the listeners an idea of how your car is so far. And hopefully we'll be talking to you there in Stoney's Victory Lane later.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully we'll see you up there.
All right. All right, there you go. That was Brent Bickerstaff, driver of the number 53 car in the Fast Fours division. Of course, Brent's been a guest on the show before. We've had him on. We've done some interviews with him on the podcast. So it's always great when the drivers stop by and talk to us. We'll take a quick break. Then when we come back, we'll break down some more racing for the night. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
All right, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show. We are live from Jennerstown Speedway here in the beautiful hills of the Laurel Highlands here in western Pennsylvania. It's always good to be here. The clouds are rolling in. Some of the drivers looked a little concerned. Some of the drivers like the cooler air, of course. It feels a little better than running in July and August heat up here in western Pennsylvania. The cars enjoy it. They like to run a little bit cooler. Of course, that always helps them. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully there's no rain coming in. I don't think there's any rain in the forecast. We're trying to get a couple more drivers. Maybe we'll get, maybe we'll even have a surprise visit by Billy Rebar. He is the GM here at Jennerstown. He's the one that always comes on the show. He's been on the show a few times. He's always very hospitable towards us, the radio show. He's been on a few times, and we always talk with him when we come down here to Jennerstown. So it's we'll try and get him on the show. Opening ceremonies are in just a few minutes. We'll be having the national anthem, prayer, of course, and then we'll be firing up the engines to get some racing going here. Oh, we got another driver stopping by the 357 Woodworks pit box down here. I believe we have Aaron Van Fleet.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Aaron? You're sitting on top of the points in the street stocks. How's the car?
It feels pretty good. I'm kind of debating right now on what setup to actually run, but pretty confident in my guys. You know, we'll get it figured out.
Now, we had Brent stop by a little bit ago. He said he likes the clouds rolling in. Makes it a little bit cooler, of course, for the driver. It's always nice running in heat in the July. Probably takes a little bit out of you. But how does your car like the cooler air, cooler temperatures?
Definitely gives it a little more grip. When the sun's out and it's beating on it, it makes it hot, greasy. It wants to slip and slide. Definitely hurts off with a rear-wheel drive car. Clouds definitely help with the grip and some drive off.
Now, when you guys come here and unload, you know, you're practicing in the sun. Like you said, it's a little slick and a little loose. Do you have to make any adjustments like that for the heat, or do you just kind of keep it tight because you know it's going to tighten up later in the race?
I mean, everybody's car is different. I actually feel like my car frees up as the night goes on up here a lot of the times. I don't know if it's my setup or the tires or what, but yeah, I mean, we kind of tweak on it. We don't swing hard unless we're out to lunch, you know, and then we got a fire drill for the feature, but it's just tweaking here and there as the night goes on.
Now, Aaron, how long have you been running up here at Jennerstown?
I ran my four-cylinder up here in 2014, like twice, and then 2016. This is my fourth year in a street stock.
How do you like the track out there? You know, with dirt tracks, everybody, you know, it can change from week to week and race to race. With these asphalt tracks, though, people don't realize it still changes, even though you run the same track every week. Would you prefer running the bottom, running the top, or does that just change week to week and how the car feels?
Oh, that absolutely changes week to week and how the car feels. This track changes a ton, especially when they bring these big shows in. The guys lay different rubber down, and it's just it's definitely crazy. It's amazing how much that car can change just from that rubber. But yeah, it's so racy out there. I love this track. You can run the top, the bottom any given week, and you can still be fast and win races from either groove.
Once the racing gets started, you know, you have five divisions that run here. So you guys are all running after each other. Does the track tighten up once all that rubber gets put down and the multiple grooves? Cause you have multiple guys running multiple grooves. Do you have to try and search lap by lap to find that perfect groove?
I mean, generally I have my line pretty much figured out for the most part, unless the track drastically changes for some reason. But the only time I'm really trying to alter my line is if I'm chasing somebody down and I'm not gaining on them and I'm not being pressured from behind real hard. I'll start searching in other grooves, trying just to try and find speed just for them.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Aaron. Good luck tonight. Maybe we'll be talking to you there in Victory Lane.
I hope so. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. That's Aaron Van Fleet, driver of the number 95 street stock car. He sits first in the points in the street stocks division. He's got three wins on the year, looking to make it four this year. Opening ceremonies getting ready to start here behind me. We are down here on pit road in our 357 Woodworks Studios pit box. And we've got drivers coming up and doing some quick interviews with us. Appreciate that. Hopefully we get Billy Rebar to stop down here after opening ceremonies and talk to us. We got about 35 minutes left of live airtime. We've also got a couple intermissions coming up here later tonight. We'll be maybe going live as well, checking in on some guys after some of the feature races have ran and seeing how guys are feeling with their cars and seeing who visits Victory Lane tonight here at Jennerstown Speedway. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will
We go live trackside now for opening ceremonies.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Opening ceremonies here at Jennerstown Speedway. We are now getting ready for some five divisions of heat racing down here. Engines should be getting fired up soon. We got concession stands are open. Lots of good smelling food down there. We've got the special Coors Light Creeps Famous Chicken Barbecue down here today. They got a big old thing over there. They're grilling up some chicken, making some good barbecue. It smells delicious from the pit box. Once we're done with the show, I'm going to have to go over there and maybe get me some. Smells good. We got five divisions of racing tonight. We've got the modifieds. We've got the street stocks. We've got the chargers. We've got the fast fours. And, of course, we've got the late models. So some great racing, always good times here at Jennerstown Speedway. I'm so glad that we had the chance to get back here. We got racing tonight. We've got racing two more nights left here at Jennerstown. So if you haven't made it yet, you've got two more chances. Saturday, September 14th, all five events. Also, Saturday, September 14th, the Super Cup Stock Car Series will be invading Jennerstown once again, as well as, I believe, the sprints, the fastest sprints on asphalt. I believe they'll be here next Saturday as well. So be sure and check that out. You can always go to JennerstownSpeedway.com and you can get a list, a complete schedule there on their website. And you can get ticket prices, gate admissions, pit admissions, all that stuff is on there. Of course, every Saturday, kids 12 and under are free. And then Saturday, September 21st, I believe will be championship weekend here at Jennerstown. All five divisions again will be running, and they'll be running for that championship. A lot of close battles going on. Tonight's going to make them even closer. I'm sure that we'll see some changes in the points, and I'm sure that with the points being as close as they are, that it's going to be definitely some great racing tonight and the last few nights that they are running down here at Jennerstown. Don't forget to go to HammerDFS.com, HammerDFS.com. Check them out. If you don't know how much fun Fantasy NASCAR is on DraftKings and FanDuel, or if you've been wanting to try daily fantasy sports, HammerDFS has everything you need to start winning real cash prizes. These guys have been playing and winning on DraftKings and FanDuel every day for over 3 years. A monthly subscription to Hammer DFS gets you access to everything they play, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, NHL, and, of course, NASCAR. You'll also get exclusive access to their private chat with fellow members and 10 fantasy experts. Right now, listeners of the Fast Lane Sports Show can get $10 off your first month at Hammer. Just go to HammerDFS.com and sign up with the coupon code Fastlane to get your exclusive discount. Be sure to go to HammerDFS.com. Use the code Fastlane, all one word, F-A-S-T-L-A-N-E, and you'll get $10 off your first month's subscription. We've got cars out on the track now. They are getting ready to get them lined up and get racing as we start the heat races here at Jennerstown Speedway. First up is the Farmers Union Co-op Chargers. They'll be running a six-lap heat race, and we'll be setting up. I believe that there are, the Chargers are running a six-lap. We've got 10 cars on the entry list for the Chargers. Heat number one, you've got five cars, as well as heat number two, six laps each. This will be setting up the field for the feature. Right after the Chargers, we've got the Tunstall Auto and Truck Repair Street Stocks. They'll be running an eight-lap heat race. After that, the Somerset Trust Fast and Furious Fours will be running a six-lap heat race. After that, Martella's Pharmacy's Late Models will be running their 10-lap heat race. And then the Stoystown Auto Wreckers Modifieds will be running an eight-lap heat race as well. The Chargers have two heat races they're running, as well as the street stocks, 10 entries on the street stocks. The Fast Fours have 15 entries. They'll have two heat races as well, six laps apiece. The Modifieds have 12 cars on the entry list tonight, two heat races for that, eight laps each. And then the Late Models have 12 entries. They'll be running two heat races as well, 10 laps apiece. So cars are on track, engines are fired. We are getting ready to go heat racing here for the Chargers. And this will be setting up the feature tonight. Green flag is in the air, and there they go, making their first turn on lap one for the Chargers. Looks like some close battles so far for second, third, and fourth, going three wide into turns three. They very wisely let up. Coming off of turn four, coming back up the front stretch to finish lap one. The number 72 car is in the lead. They are now single file as they make their way around for their second lap. Some good racing so far in the Chargers' first heat race. Coming around to complete lap two, number 72 still in the lead. Four laps to go here in the Chargers' heat number one. The 72 car still in the lead. 72 car is driven by Riley Heminger of Stoystown, PA. They dive down in turns one and two. 48 on the inside. Chase Payton going for the lead. He gets by the 72 down the backstretch going into turns three and four. 72 getting some pressure now on the inside. Coming off of turn four. Two laps to go. Chase still in the lead. Some good racing up front so far for the Chargers' first heat. Looks like the number 35 car, driven by Stephen Brown, has now passed Riley, and he's taken over second place. One lap to go now here in the Chargers' first heat. Chase has got a comfortable lead now over Stephen Brown. Coming off of turn four. Looks like it's going to be the number 48 car winning the first heat for the Chargers. Coming up in the second heat, we're going to have cars. We've got the number 61 of Cody Ganner, number 7 car of Steven Shingo, number 22 car Dale Kimberly, which is our points leader in the Chargers division. Starting 4th, number 20 car Scott Mitchell, and starting 5th in the 6th car Kelly Shalas, with two wins on the year so far. So we'll get these cars out on the track. We'll get them lined up, make some pace laps, and then we'll get heat number two for the Chargers division. We are getting the Chargers heat number two lined up now. Cars are on track. We've got five cars lined up for heat number two in the Chargers division. Again, this is another six-lap battle. This will line up the cars. This will line up all 10 cars tonight for the feature. A lot of people listening, if you follow only NASCAR, this is kind of how NASCAR tried to do it with qualifying, by running multiple qualifying segments and eliminating cars as each qualifying segment went on. But this is how we do it at the small town short tracks. You have heat races. The heat races get you lined up for the feature. This is just like just qualifying. So these cars are out here. They're racing in the heat races to line up for the feature race. So you got to take care of your car in the heat race because you only got one car at these small town short tracks, and you gotta take care of your equipment. This is the car you bring every single week. A lot of these guys work full time to keep these cars running. We got one more lap to go. The lights are out. One more pace lap, and we will go green here in the second heat of the Chargers division. Starting on pole for this second heat is the number 61 car of Cody Gaynor. He's from Greensburg, PA. He sits sixth in the points right now. The number 22 car driven by Dale Kimberly, who sits first in points. He's also in this heat. He's lining up third. And the green flag is out for the second heat in the Chargers division. They battle and turn off into turns one and two. Number 7 car, Steven Singo, battling number 61 car of Cody Gaynor on the outside. There's still side by side through 3 and 4 coming down the front stretch to complete lap one. Still side by side going into turn one, the number 61 and number 7 car. Dale Kimberly's looking on the inside of Steven Singo. Still stuck in that third place car. Gaynor and Singo. Oh! Dale Kimberly's trying to make it three wide going into turn one. He's under Cody. Trying to get that second spot away as Steven Singo in that number 7 car drives away. Dale gets underneath Cody now through 3 and 4. We're halfway through the second heat. Kimberly's got second place all to himself now, chasing down Singo. He's within a car length behind him coming down the backstretch. Running a little bit higher line than Singo. Kimberly's going to try and look here on the front stretch. Singo pulls out to about a car and a half ahead of Kimberly now. Going through turns 1 and 2. Kimberly's trying to catch him. Two laps to go. Lap and a half to go. Cars entering 3 and 4. Singo gets a little bit loose. Kimberly's looking underneath. Coming to the white flag now. Kimberly half a car back at Singo. Kimberly's inching closer and closer. About a half a car down the back stretch as they go into turns 3 and 4. Kimberly's hoping Singo makes a mistake through 3 and 4. Singo's still trying to hold on as they get the checkered flag. Singo will win heat 2 for the Chargers. Good run there by Steven Singo as he wins the Chargers heat number 2. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some more heat racing. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network. And welcome back. We are live here at Jennerstown Speedway. Sorry about that. A little equipment outside our normal studios. We're here at the 357 Woodworks Pit Box here on Pit Road at Jennerstown Speedway. The Chargers just ran their two heat races to set up the feature, and now we've got the street stocks out there getting ready to run their first heat. This is the Tunstall Auto and Truck Repair Street Stocks. They've got two heat races as well. They've got 10 entries. Both heat races are 8 laps apiece. In this first heat, we've got the number 37 car of Rick Malib, the number 33 car of Mel Wilt, starting third, number 16, Jeremy Schaefer, starting fourth, number 113, Casey Fiegel, and rounding out the 5 cars tonight is Josh Cohenhauer and the number 20 street stock car. This is the first heat. We've got about 12, 13 minutes left in this live broadcast. We'll try and get this heat in for sure. I'm not sure if we'll get the second heat in, but we will be coming back live a little bit later tonight to bring you some more racing action, to get you caught up on how the racing has been going. The lights are out, though. We're ready to get this first heat underway for the street stocks, and they take the green flag. At number 37 car, Malib, still trying to battle for the lead, battling that number 33 car, Mel Wilt. They complete lap one, still side-by-side racing through one and two. Mel Wilt itching a little bit ahead on that outside, takes the lead. Looks like he's got the number 13 car of Casey Fiegel pushing him from behind in that outside groove. Number 16 car, Jeremy Schaefer, trying to inch his way into third, putting some pressure on Casey. Still lined up 33, 37, 13. Mel Wilt leads that lap once again, trying to pull away from Rick. Casey Fiegel now takes over the second spot. He's got his eyes on Mel Wilt in that number 33 car. Coming down the front stretch with 4 laps to go, Mel Wilt still in the lead, being hounded by Casey. Casey's looking inside. Number 13 car trying to get the lead going into 3 and 4. They're side by side. Casey gets a little loose. Mel's holding on to that outside line. Coming down the front stretch, Casey takes the lead off of 4. He'll lead that lap. Casey now pulling away from Mel. Number 20 car of Josh Cohenhauer is in third place now, trying to catch those two leaders. Casey pulls out to 3 or 4 car lengths over Mel Wilt now as they go through turns 1 and 2. 1.5 lap to go in this first heat of the street stock. Casey Fiegel pulls up to a sizable lead over Mel Wilt and Josh Cohenhauer. White flag that time by 4, Casey Fiegel. Just half a lap to go. Josh Cohenhauer putting pressure on Mel Wilt now for second place. Josh Cohenhauer on the outside of Mel. Looking through turns 3 and 4. See if he can complete the pass. Casey Fiegel takes the checkered flag. And it looks like Josh Cohenhauer comes up just short of second place. He will finish third. Street Stocks will be coming up with their second heat next. That was some good racing there for second place there the last lap or two as Josh Schoenauer was trying to battle Mel Wilt and take over that second place car. It didn't look like once Casey got that lead, he pulled away to a sizable three or four car gap over Mel there. And I just don't think, even if there was four or five laps to go, I just don't think Josh would have had enough time to catch him. But Casey Flegal wins heat number one for the street stocks. After the street stocks, they're getting ready to run their second heat. The fast fours will come up. They've got 15 entries tonight in the fast fours. Two heats, six laps each. First, we got to run the second eight-lap heat race for the street stocks. Lots of good racing so far here tonight in just these first few heat races here at Jennerstown Speedway. And we are coming to you live from Jennerstown Speedway in the 357 Woodwork Studios mobile pit box down here on Pit Road at Jennerstown Speedway. Beautiful racetrack. If you've never been, it's a gorgeous racetrack. The owners have put a lot of money into this track. Not only for a fan experience, but also for the drivers into the track, into the pits. You've got to keep the drivers happy. If the drivers are showing up, the fans will show up. And if the fans are happy, more fans will show up and more money comes in, right? That's how it works for these small town short tracks. They rely on the fans to show up and help support the tracks and the drivers as well. Lots of different personalities down here on Pitt Road between the drivers and the fans. It's just like NASCAR with fans, these fans and those fans and the battles and the smack talk that goes on. It's really fun to see down here at Jennerstown Speedway. Street stocks are running their one more lap to go before heat number two starts for the street stocks. This is another eight lap heat race. Again, these two heat races for the street stocks will line them up for their feature coming up a little bit later tonight. Hopefully we can get this in before our time runs out. Running a little bit short on time, but we will be back. Don't worry, we'll be back live again a little bit later tonight. And here we go. Green flag in the air for heat number two for the street stocks. Number 95, Aaron Van Fleet on the pole. He pulls out already to a one-car lead over Zach Todaro. Greg Burbridge in third. Aaron Van Fleet pulling out to a good lead now as he leads number one by three car lengths over Zach Todaro. The number 95 car of Van Fleet pulling away even more down the back stretch over Todaro. He's got a four car lead going into three and four. Six laps to go this time by now. Aaron Van Fleet still well in the lead. All he has to do is run a nice, smooth race. He pulls to seven or eight car lengths over Zach Todaro now. Got a little battle heating up in third between the number 44 car of Greg Burbridge and the number 68 car. Aaron Van Fleet still pulling away from Zach Todaro. He's got about a 10 car length lead now going into turns three and four. This time by, there'll be four laps to go. Looks like the number 68 car of Andrew Kostelnik has taken over that third spot now as he gets around the number 44 car of Greg Burbridge. Aaron Van Fleet pacing himself very smartly over Zach Todaro as he comes by. He'll get three to go at the line. That number 95 car is looking very stout tonight. He said the car felt good. Looks like it's driving good. We've got a caution on the racetrack. We've got a car, the number 44 car of Greg Burbridge, has spun here on the front stretch right up against pit wall. He will try and get this car turned around and righted. Meanwhile, we are under caution with just three laps to go. And unlike NASCAR, here at the small town short tracks, when a caution comes out, the laps stop counting. So once we get the one to go, once we get the cars all lined back up, we will line them back up double file, and we will have a restart. I'm sure Aaron Van Fleet did not want to see that caution come out. He had about a 10 to 12 car length gap between him and Zach Todaro. But we will get the cars lined back up here, and we will get these final three laps ran for the second heat here in the street stocks division. Lights are off. One to go. Cars making their way through turns two now. Down the back stretch, they are lined up double file as five cars can be. Aaron Van Fleet on the inside. He is the leader. He's got Zach Todaro on his outside. Behind Aaron is the number 68 car of Andrew Kostelnik. And green flag back in the air. Aaron Van Fleet pulls in front of Zach Todaro already through one and two. He's already got a one-car gap between him. Andrew's trying to catch Zach now for second place. That's going to be the battle with two to go as they come across the line now. Aaron Van Fleet out to about a three-car length lap gap now. Kostelnik is chasing down Todaro through one and two. He's about a half a car back. That number 95 car looks amazing tonight. Battle heat up. White flag in the air for Aaron Van Fleet in that number 95 car. Andrew Kostelnik trying to chase down Zach Todaro for second place. He's about a half a car length back still. As they make their way through three and four for the final time, checker flag is in the air. And Aaron Van Fleet will win the second heat for Street Stocks. All right, that'll do it for us right now for this portion of the live show. We will be back in a little bit later to come to you live again. So until we talk later, this is your host, Pete. See ya!
Life's great. Thank God I made it through to see another day. And I ain't got a trap, I found another way. I'm picking through this safe, I'm trying to levitate. Now all these heavy problems become featherweight. These shoulders ain't for burdens, we won't never cave. Racing to the top, I better never break. No finger to the sky, that's how we celebrate. New chapters, had to rewrite my story, I can't move backwards. Mistakes bound to happen, gotta move faster. Gotta keep pace in this long race, don't let dudes pass you. Parted ways with that label, I don't do masters. I feel free now. Took my shot, it bounced back, then I rebound. Had to just clear my car, so I can see now. I admit, I took some punches, I was beat down. Couldn't lay down, dusted off, put my feet down.